speaking to reporters on World Humanitarian Day in Juba on August 18th, Sarah Nyanti, the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, said the roadmap sidestepped the question of restoring long-lasting peace and resettling refugees and IDPs as speculated in the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement.
The roadmap does not define how people live together peaceably. It doesn't define how communities coexist peaceably. At the household community level, we need for people to take responsibility to seek peace.
Earlier this month, the parties to the peace agreement announced a roadmap that extends the mandate of the transitional government of national unity by another 24 months. Officials said the extension is aimed at addressing challenges that impend the implementation of the peace agreement and ensure the transitional period ends smoothly, while presiding the government for introducing the new roadmap. Nyanati says she believes there are local solutions to sustained peace across the country. She says ordinary people are able to come up with their own ideas on how to restore peace within communities. Nyanati says to achieve lasting peace, people must take responsibility at the household and community level.
If you want your household to be in peace, you have peace. If you want your community to be in peace, you have peace. You reject any action that forces you to fight each other.
The UN official says her recent visits to Tonj, Wau, Abyei, Malakal, and Torit, she learned the people themselves have solutions to the country's problems. They just need leadership.
But South Sudan has local solutions because I go to the communities and I hear the local solutions, and we need to listen to the people of South Sudan all across this country. Go to these places, I see opportunity. I see strong young women. I see strong people who need direction, who need an opportunity to participate in their own development.
On food insecurity, Nyanat says in 2001, South Sudan's cereal need was 1.4 million metric tons, while the country produced only 800,000 metric tons of cereals. She says the United Nations was able to import about 200 metric tons of grain, leaving a gap of about 200,000 metric tons. Nyanati says South Sudan has the capacity to feed itself, but there must be peace in order for people to be able to produce their own food.
You have the land, the arable land, you have water, and you have the human resources. What are we missing? It's peace. That's the missing element. It's peace. And peace is not about the roadmap.
Speaking at the launch of the new roadmap earlier this month, President Salva Kiir said the decision to extend the transitional period was reached to allow a peaceful and fair conduct of elections aimed at changing the political situation in the country. The transitional period was supposed to be ended in early 2023 with a general election in February of next year. The new roadmap incites the parties in the unity government will hold elections either at the end of 2024 or in early 2025. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.